You know what it is. And we out here. You know what it is. It's the janitor. Fucking around in this guy's backyard. He's all flamed up like
half the lonely boys. You see me with my slippers and everything? Yeah,
like you're straight out of the barrio, you know what I'm saying? Fucking North Day, X4 so. North Day, you know what I'm saying?
Like this? What do? They go like this,
like
right?
Big fellas, yeah.
Look, I got a picture of my friend.
Like, remember Gordo?
No.
You don't remember Gordo?
Bruh.
This fat ass? The North Day from middle school? He's hella cool.
I'm telling you, I only hung out with like a selected few. Because then I would already have, you know, my friends. My friends were my cousins, you know?
Look at that backwood.
This one?
Damn.
Look at this. This is my friend right
so
here.
We're back. I'm up. Yeah.
That was what I sent to my
friend. Big North Day.
When they asked how many dabs you took.
Oh, that's so funny. So, I've been low-key slagging on my podcast, but you know I'm back. I've been on low-key vacation.
Honestly, I've been slacking on my podcast because Mario moved to Modesto, so it's kind of tough sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Because I'd be hitting him sometimes, and he'd be eating, and then, or like, he'd be doing shit, and then when he hits
and
me,
I'd be doing off. Shit.
Yeah, you be catting off.
I'll be catting off, you know.
You're a freaking cat.
I'll be coming through, and I feel like coming through.
Fucking
nah,
cat.
Nah, but anyways, right? Though, we got the Lonely Boys here with us. He's rolling his fucking miserable-looking backwood.
Yeah, at least I don't hit them white bay pipes. Them wayne bay pipes.
But you know, I'll be hitting them white girls. Nah, but anyways, though, yeah, L.A., all of California's been cool. I came back from Texas.
Would you live in L.A.?
Huh?
Fuck L.A.
Would I live in L.A.? Hell no. Nah.
I would never live in
hell
L.A.
Hell no, nah, blood. I will tell you this right now. I wore a red shirt. Mm-hmm. This one?
Yeah. The lifeguard one?
Yeah. It was not the business, but I was getting licks left and right. I wasn't tripping. I was all flamed up. I had my red shirt. Because
that's where
on.
The blue guys are, right?
Yeah, the scraps. He said the blue guys, right? Yeah. The sewers.
Because right here, it's all, like,
it's all North Day. Day. Yeah, it's all North Day around here. Yeah. Yeah, in Texas, it was all North Daniels, too, bruh. Surprisingly enough. Yeah, hella North Days out there. White boys, though, but still. They're out there.
I feel like there's more North Days, right? Or do you think that's just because where we live?
Statistically proven already, North Daniels is one of the smallest gangs out. But, like, not smallest gangs out, but, like, compared to the whole U.S., it's not as big as even like the Latin Kings. The Latin Kings are big. You know what I mean?
You know it's crazy because I don't even know any Latin Kings.
What? Are you serious? They're all in Madera. They're in Fresno. They're in Manteca. They're in Turlock. They're all in that area. Yeah.
I never go over there.
Yeah, my partner's older brother is one too, and he's with the shits.
I think where I live,
like
here is
extremely with the shits. Yeah.
Here is North Tays, and then where I used to live in East Oakland, it was all Border Brothers.
Yeah?
All Border Brothers.
That's a dying breed right there.
I know, well, yeah.
You don't hear about BBs no more.
No one bangs anymore, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah. In our age group, nobody bangs anymore, because that's just stupid. It's either you're already banging, or, you know, it's stupid to you.
Even the people that were banging, they grew out of it.
Yeah, I mean, no, you can't grow out of banging. You have to gangbang, but they just stop being on the block so hard. You know what I mean? They stop throwing up the foes every day, every fucking second of their life.
Like my friends from, like,
I'll pee real quick. Hold on. Can I pee back here?
Yeah. Just pee right here in the corner. But yeah, I was just talking about this with my friends. I always thought that gangbanging stuff was dumb.
What? Oh, dude. I said that corner over there, you fucking dongus.
Like it.
Go over here.
You stopped your piss? You're sick. I would never do that.
Is this better?
Yeah. Way. So let me keep you guys entertained. Follow us, The Lonely Boys, on Instagram @The Lonely Boys. Lonely Boys and no S, two Z's instead. Follow our TikTok. You heard me. We got a TikTok also that my little brother runs.
You got a TikTok? Out of here. You know TikTok's getting banned on Saturday in America, right?
I know, but in 1 week, we had 3,000 views or something like
that. Really?
And, like, you know, how much likes? I forgot. Hella likes.
You know what?
TikTok is the where to get some
TikTok is like, where it's at right now. Yeah, TikTok is the biggest platform in the whole world right now.
Yeah, but, I'd be getting hella views off the videos that I post on Instagram. My brother just reposts them on TikTok. It became hella views. Especially those ones with my friend Shaky.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, because they're being banned.
RIP Shaky.
Because they're being banned in America, Instagram bought the rights for TikTok.
I thought it was Microsoft that was going to buy the rights.
Nope. Well, okay, because look.
Are you sure?
They have a new feature on Instagram. TikTok does, and it's called Reels.
Oh yeah, I just seen that.
And so that's something
I think Microsoft is trying to actually buy, not like completely, but just the rights in the U.S. No, just the rights in the U.S. So it'd be like U.S. TikTok.
Right. Yeah. So that's what Instagram is doing, low key. Or if anything, it's gonna be Facebook. Who owns? Does Facebook own Microsoft?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Facebook owns Instagram, though.
Yeah.
No, yeah, of course not. They don't. Microsoft's a way big company. Started way before Facebook.
Doesn't matter.
No, they haven't got bought out or anything. Microsoft's like a huge company. It's like one of the main companies.
Dell got bought out. Why do you think you don't hear about them news no more?
Dell's trash.
Dell was actually thriving for hella long.
You know, recently, they've been getting like killed by the competition.
Yeah, them niggas.
So that's why they got bought out.
Bought out, yeah. And I'm pretty sure.
But Microsoft got.
I'm pretty sure it was Windows pros who bought them motherfuckers out.
And Windows is Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, dog.
That's crazy.
What the
fuck? Does that hurt?
What the fuck is this?
It's your backwind package.
That shit hit my teeth. It didn't hurt, but I was like, what the?
Hey, that's crazy though. If you think about it like that. You know, I heard this thing where they were saying that the CEO of... I have to get this right, but it was the CEO of YouTube is married to the CEO of Yahoo. And then somebody in either YouTube or Yahoo, they're fucking on somebody who's in... who's like the CFO or some high ranking shit of Sony. And then
it's all
interconnected, nigga. Yes. Yes. And then Sony's like somebody, best friend or something, is a dude from Google. And I'm like, what? So YouTube, Sony, Face, or, you know, Google, all the shits is all connected.
They all talk.
Yeah.
And that's how monopolies get started, or duopolies.
I don't know how Disney, they monopoly the game so hard.
No, tell you who.
They did it so fast.
Tell you who really monopolized the game? Comcast and AT&T. That's a duopoly right there. What other internet providers are you going to get, you know?
Wait, what'd you say?
I said Comcast and AT&T have a straight up duopoly. Because what other internet, when you get internet at your house, what's the game you
Well, actually. I was just about to say, or actually to say something to that. There's a lot of places in just California alone, like, that I've noticed today, or this past, 3 weeks that I've been traveling around.
Uh-huh.
There's many companies, but
yeah,
for like
Sonic,
rural areas.
Oh yeah, that's called like Wave and shit. But
yeah,
Sonic,
Wave, Volcano.
Yeah. I work for Sonic. They do fiber internet and.
What is fiber internet?
It's higher speed internet. They use like glass instead of like copper wiring.
But, they use glass.
Like tiny fucking piece of glass that shoots out light and data. But I used to work for them.
Elaborate on that. I don't know how that works.
So fiber, the reason we have high speed today is because everything's using fiber, and I used to hook it up, and it's
how do I explain? It's easy.
Well, yeah, you should do that job. That shit, they're paying me hella good. It's just right now I'm doing the job that, you know, I went to school for, but
yeah, facts.
My checks every 2 weeks would be like 2 racks.
What?
And they're about to just give me a raise before I left, and they're about to give me like $5 or some shit like that.
Of a raise?
So your first raise is like that, and then every year I think they give you $2. That's a good ass job. If you and they only work in San Francisco, Berkeley, and parts of Oakland.
Really? They're like not East Oakland.
No, I never went to East Oakland, but like West Oakland.
Yeah, the West is hella gentrified.
Yeah, West Oakland, Emeryville, I worked there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Emeryville is hella gentrified. West Oakland's hella becoming gentrified.
Bro, that shit's crazy.
South San Francisco too, or just like the city?
I would mostly work in the Sunset District.
Yeah, and Richmond, then, shit like that. Fillmore. Yeah,
and then also I would work at the.
You had to go into people's houses?
Yeah.
Was it awkward? Is it awkward to go into people's houses and like?
Sometimes you walk in somebody's house and it smells like straight up cat piss.
Are you serious? Like how more? How often more than that?
But I only was there for like a few months.
Okay, yeah.
You about to join the podcast, Oscar? You doing a podcast right
now? You wearing a hoop at Lawa
today? I was balling. I did. I told Josh.
What's going on with it?
This is the janitor.
Really? Oh,
what's up? What's up,
Oscar?
Jose.
The janitor. He was gonna say, he was gonna change it to something dumb like, what was it?
The security guard.
The security guard.
The security guard. It wasn't as catchy.
Booty patrol.
Yeah, facts, huh?
We have tomorrow, though, to Lowell. I'm going.
You been talking to Jason at all?
I just hit him up once in a while, but I don't know. I haven't seen him. I did tell him in the stoop, but he was at the stoop in San Jose.
Why you put this down, though? Or who did?
Probably Josh.
Do you think that's a part of the height?
Little higher.
Yeah, bro, I went to Palm Springs. I went to Death Valley. We went to San Diego. We went to Bakersfield, Long Beach.
Everywhere you went to what's that place in Long Beach? Like the beach area, what is it called?
There's no real like one specific area. There's like Malibu, there's Huntington Beach, there's Santa Monica, there's fucking
Isn't there one like in Long Beach?
Venice Beach.
Oh, Venice, right? Is Venice in Long Beach?
Yeah, them shits were shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Shit going on over there, yeah. We still went, though. I got a ticket for drinking on the beach.
Bro, you didn't bring it in a sunscreen bottle?
Hell no. East Oakland, why do I care about it?
You got a ticket. How much was the ticket?
$55.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
But you could have used that $55 to drink, though.
Yeah. And then we was up in Tahoe.
Then you
and in Pinecrest.
2 weeks of fucking
lasted.
Like,
no, it was like a month.
It was hella time, huh?
It was like a month. We've been fucking around for like a month, honestly. Traveled all of California, everywhere, damn near to like Oregon and Nevada to like Mexico.
You guys went to Mexico or? Because at one point you're in San Diego. Yeah, I was like, you're damn near there.
Yeah.
You guys might as well got him, TJ.
Right. Yeah.
Nah, I got Corona
for like 2 days or something. Hell no.
In Mexico,
slip a date rape drug in our shit and it's a wrap.
Is it,
Carlos wakes up in fucking third world
country. Is it quarantine over there?
Huh?
No, they don't give a fuck.
No, I mean, hell no. They don't really care. As long as you have a mask on your face, you can do as you feel.
So don't touch me, you know?
Hey, Oscar, I was talking to Andy today. About I was talking Andy went to hoop with us today, and I was talking to him about that guy. Yeah, it's not his. It's only one guy that he knows.
The black dude, right?
No, there's no what? There's no black skin. Dude. He's not black.
He's light skin, right?
He's not a black dude.
Okay, yeah. And what do you say?
I was like, honestly, I was hella hot that time. That day. But I'm not really mad anymore, you know. Maybe he knows somebody with COVID, or he's maybe trying to protect us. I don't know.
What happened? You got your feelings hurt?
Bruh, I go up to this guy that I know, yeah. Like, kind of, because Andy's friend, and we go hoop all the time. Bruh. And I'd be like, hey, let's run threes, because he had two other friends. And he was like, nah. COVID or some shit like that.
Some bullshit.
He kind of told it to me like I was silly. Like, for even asking.
He was like, what? He was like, no, bro, COVID. Like, what?
I'm like, you're over here with your friends. I'm over here with my brothers. Like, you know, that I live with. Yeah, so who's more,
yeah, who's more on the dumb side here of COVID?
Like, and then one of his boys, he seen me skating with my little brother. He was like, hey, play me in skate. I was like, nah, COVID. And then I just played him in skate.
Nah, you shouldn't have played him. You should have just been like that.
Yeah, facts.
You should have been like, nah, COVID. And then you and Josh play skate.
And then when we were talking, I remember last time I was hot at him too. Because I seen him at 2-4. I was like, yo, you're Andy Plata. You want next? We're about to hop on. I'm about to hop on. I told him I had next. He was like, nah, I just came to shoot around. I was like, and then I pick up like some raw niggas that just like came in. And they were raw, and he was like, all right, I'll hoop with you. I'm like, damn, we got five.
You played him, huh?
I didn't play him. He played himself.
Yeah, he played himself. Yeah, my mother.
There be niggas like that. I fucking hate people like
that. Like, now that I got the raw team that you're trying to hoop.
You can tell.
What it is he looked at you one time and was like, nah.
I know, people addressed me.
He can't hoop. He just looks goofy.
You can tell he was the popular athlete in school.
The guy you guys come out? Yeah.
But, you can tell because he has that attitude.
But it's crazy though. I've seen him at parties too and we're chill. Maybe because he's blasted. But it's like, come
you
on.
You said he's blasted?
No, like, I said we're like hella talking cool at like parties that we've been to.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just probably because we're drunk.
Yeah, facts, yeah. I thought you meant it's because he had tattoos and you didn't. I was like, man, if a motherfucker judges another human being off of basis of tattoos or not...
Not like that, blasted.
Send him my way. I'm going to have to just beat him up.
But yeah, this guy was funny. I'm not really mad. I'm not really scared.
Yeah.
But it's just like the...
It's just the principal fact of like, bro, like... Why are you trying to be hella high?
And then the only reason it got me high is because I... Bro, I'd be hating when I go tell somebody, like, hey, let's run a game or something. Let's run 21. And they'd be like, nah, I just came to shoot around. I'm like, stay home, dog.
Yeah, like, what? Just play 2K at the house.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Not even shoot at home. Like, just stay at home.
Get you one of these. You know what I mean?
That shit gets me mad. I'm like, come on, dog. Like, we could just play a fake. Look, if anybody comes and asks me, like, let's run a game, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Facts, huh? Me, I would just tell the truth. Nah, nigga, I'm weak. I'm trash.
But you wouldn't just be shooting around by yourself, though. Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
You'd catch me sitting with the ball in my lap while I'm rolling a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Watching you guys FaceTiming somebody.
But let's talk
using
about
the ball to fucking lean the phone on. Like,
let's talk about this underestimating me, though. I swear. He would be underestimating me.
He's like, everybody, come see me on the court. You know what it is.
It's crazy. I'd be like...
Downtown Oakland.
Be fucking, I don't know. Just maybe how I look or whatever.
You just don't look athletic.
But I'm athletic.
Like, do you even skate?
I skate more than you. Do you even skate?
I don't even think you skate, man.
You get the ice cream.
You just stand on it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
You guys the Audi?
The Audi. The Audi.
my little brother. Be him and his friend.
Yeah.
And they'd be shaking.
Is your little brother raw?
He's pretty good.
Yeah. He's better than you?
No.
The student always surpasses the master, so. What about in like a year?
Damn, look at that spider. That shit's huge.
Stop trying to change the conversation, but that is one big ass spider, though.
No, I'm way better than you.
Yeah?
Look at that shit. Watch out, move.
You're not nervous about him getting better than you? I already think he's better than you right now. I haven't even seen him play.
I'll bring him out here so they can whoop him real quick.
Yeah? Don't embarrass yourself like that.
If I had a shot, I'd be better than Chewy.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
What do you mean a shot?
You can't guard.
You can actually shoot. Shit, you want to see my shot? Should I show him?
Yeah, show him your shot. Okay. This guy's tall, but not a hooper.
Dang, you are hella tall.
But look, not a hooper. Look at him. Look at him. He, already too many bounces getting closer. Oh, shit. Oh,
jeez.
Here it goes.
Hold on.
But yeah, you don't got that basketball IQ like I do.
That's true. Oh, what? Oh, jeez. Michael!
Hey, low key though. I was just being hella serious, too. Here we go.
Oh, you like that?
You got the to the back.
Let me see. Put on a hard chew.
With the wood.
No. You see the drip? That nigga boo boo.
Dang, like I already took the part.
But I'm building on my left right now. You see.
Alright, so for those who didn't know what just happened, I just broke Chewy's ankles stupid hard on the court.
No one would even believe you.
Everybody believes me. Right, everybody?
Round of applause.
Yeah, round of applause in the background for the kid. 2 points.
If these people know you, yeah, they know.
Yeah, if these people actually know me, yeah, they're like, yeah, no. I'm putting bets on the...
Somebody worse... Then
okay
at basketball?
Yeah, that's possible. People who don't play. People don't even try.
I think you might be better than me, though.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, if I hella get into it, like, I could probably be dumbass raw. I just don't care for it, like, at all. You know what I mean?
Nah, you're kind of clumsy.
Low key, I am. I'm just not, honestly, what it is I'm not hella, like, coordinated with my hands. Like, I am in fighting and video games and touching my significant others when I get consent to do so. But rather than that, yeah, just to let y'all know, I'm not just touching women out here just, you know, violently.
Yeah, like, Takeoff. You know what I'm talking about? You read that? You're getting raped.
Yep.
Allegations.
Yeah, he didn't. He slipped.
That doesn't make him laugh,
but anybody can say that nowadays. He didn't ask to put it in. He just put it in because he just thought, you know.
Because even if the bitch is
like anybody can,
she can say no anytime.
Yeah.
But
you know they're also trying to make it a law to where rape isn't a fucking crime anymore. Like, they're trying to make it a law to where, like consent doesn't matter, I mean, meant. They're trying to make it a thing.
They should just make better laws.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
Because right now it's saying that if you say I got raped, you got raped.
Right.
But I'm
right.
Just saying, like, how many bitches do you think Takeoff be getting? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He gets bitches.
Why would he care? Why would he rape to? Why would he
right.
Rape one bitch?
Right. Like, why would he go out of his way to go sit? Well, unless it's really like a bitch that he's been looking at for years and he hasn't been able to get it as strong, as powerful, and influential as he is. And so, you know, man will do over like damn near anything. Look how far we've achieved in life just for pussy. So, like, you know what I mean, like. He could have been drunk, horny,
I think he was drunk,
lonesome.
On or something.
If he did. If he did do it, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can pay fucking $1,000 to get the best.
A hooker. Facts. Like a bad one, too. Yeah, facts. Facts. That's hella facts.
He's takeoff. He doesn't have to pay for hoodies.
That's what we're saying. Like, that's why it doesn't make sense when...
Yeah, he wouldn't. His accountant would.
Yeah. Like, you don't think his lawyer told him that.
But then how about what happened with that one guy that was drug the girls?
Who?
Bill Cosby?
It was a different time then, honestly.
It was a different time, but also...
It was a different, completely different time. We didn't even have cell phones then. We didn't even have YouTube yet then, honestly.
Yeah.
Look,
80?
Who, is this your brother?
Yeah, I'll beat him right now.
100, I made
100. Hey, huh, Josh, Alan and Dom are scared now.
Hey, bro, tell him you're better than him in basketball.
No, he's pretty good. He has a shot. But...
Tell him he's a loser. Tell him.
I'm way better than him.
That's what I thought. See, you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
Get the ball.
Look at that shot. Woo-hoo. A little rim, but that's all right. I expect it on net. No, I'm just playing. Uh-oh.
Alright, I'm taking over for sure spot. I'm gonna drink myself a little something crazy.
How old are you, like 16?
No, 15.
Are you serious?
I'm already warm, Josh. I'm pooping all day already.
15. I'm about to be a freshman this year.
That's what's up. You smoke?
Nah.
No, you drink?
Already out of high school.
Nah, I'm 19.
Are you really 19,
yeah,
blood?
19.
You, are you dead ass?
Yeah.
You have a young ass face, that's crazy. Yeah, facts, huh? You know what I heard about that too? They're trying to make the age for being able to buy alcohol and cigarettes from 21 to 25.
No way.
Yes. Yes, and they're really pushing issue on it, and it might look
That's
like
crazy.
It's gonna happen.
Cause look,
that doesn't make sense because when I was 18, we can serve in the military, but we can't buy fucking.
It's crazy because when I was 18, it was legal to buy cigarettes and stuff like that.
Right.
That's some raw.
And then when I turned 21, that law passed.
Yeah, me too. Literally me too, bro. Well, honestly, I had been 21 for like a year, and then it was like, oh, you have to be like blah, blah. Or I was like about to be 21, and then it was like, you have to be 21. And I was like, what?
And then... Now that it's going to be 25, I'm almost 25.
Right? Yeah, I'm about to be 25 in November, so I'm not really tripping. Yeah. Like, if fucking suck a dick. That hella sucks, yeah. And you know what it is, too, is they're saying the only reason why they're trying to make that a thing is because scientifically proven, a brain isn't fully matured until you're 25. So, therefore, why should you be able to make decisions about what you want to put into your body until you're 25? And I'm looking at it like, I mean, that's stupid. I mean, that's fucking retarded.
So then everything should be 25.
And
I should be going to juvie until I'm 25.
And what about the people that are emancipated? They're their own adults. Like, they might as well do what they want if they're their own adults.
Put on the ground.
On the ground?
Or actually,
but even if you're emancipated, you still have a soul. You still have a social worker, though.
That is true.
No matter. Until you have a social worker until you're 20, like two or three.
Wait, is the podcast on? Let me tell this story. Crazy funny story.
Yeah, I'm on like a couple. Yeah, it's been on 3% for like 30 minutes. Anyway,
tell the story and then you can end it. So, when I was young, trying to buy woods and
true, this is on fire, honey.
It's all right. Some blunts. I went up with me and my friend, my three friends.
Smells like lemony and shit.
My three friends. We walked up to this liquor store, right? And then we're just.
Some cheese. Fire, huh?
We're just waiting for somebody to come so we can ask them to buy, you know, blunts for us or whatever.
Like some kids.
Yeah, we're I was young, and then I asked this guy with a hat. I think it was from Harborside or something, and I asked him. I was like, hey, could you buy us some blunts? And he was like, nah. I was like, what the? This nigga be smoking his shit and his dick. And then this random black lady. After I asked him, she was like. He's like old, like she's 40, like a old black lady. She was like, he's a douche. I'll get him for you.
Yeah, right.
I was like, nice.
Like, for sure.
Or what did she say? She didn't say douche. She said like, that guy's being a jerk. I'll get him for you. And me and my friends were like, yep.
That was your story?
That was my whole story.
Wow, that was anticlimactic.
But yeah, in Oakland, you can go to any.
I just hate how like the guy that I thought was gonna be smoking. The guy with the, like, Harborside hat.
Yeah, like, niggas, like, in Oakland, niggas like you, without ID, you can go in there and buy alcohol. Yeah. People who look like you, how I thought you were 15.
I used to buy Swishers when I was, like, in middle school in Oakland.
Bruh, all I do is still buy Swishers, bruh. Banana Smash is the way to go. Oh. Banana Smash. you're welcome. We're playing. Chewy, bruh. Chow, bruh. Get off his neck, bruh. Over here making him hella nervous, bruh. Chow, bruh.
No twos? No twos
in
possession. What do you mean? So seven, all ones. Everything counts as a one. Me? I thought I shot for it.
Oh, it's not two for it.
No, just take it.
They throw parties just to show their music off, you know? So I went to one of his parties, right? And I was in the VIP section. You know where the party is? You know where the sesh be at?
Yeah.
By the post office in Oakland?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there. It was at that place.
Who hosts it?
My cousin and his friends.
Okay.
But,
Goon Times?
Good Times.
Good Times. I think I've heard of it.
But, most of their posters are like bitches with their titties out.
Right, yes. Yes, I've seen them once or twice. On like little like hard hand pamphlets or like flyers.
Yeah, so they throw big ass parties in them. So we're in the VIP section and we're talking to these bitches. They're like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, where you from or whatever, right? And they're like, South Hayward. I was like, oh, for real? Like, shit, the only shit I know about South Hayward is, Lil Slug, and they're like, who the fuck is Lil Slug? I was like, oh, he has a song, 22, and a couple other ones, but I don't really listen to 22, and then they're like, who? And then they're like, and one of the girls is like, oh, that's what's-her-name's baby mama, and I was, I don't know, baby daddy.
Baby daddy, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Trinity baby daddy right there.
Yeah, and then
right.
I was like, oh, for real, that's hella funny. And then, you know, because at that time I was going to Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And in Santa Cruz, the way you flirt with bitches is like, oh, do you go to school or what do you do at school or like, what's up, right? Right. So in my head, it's kind of like ingrained in me. Yeah. And I ask these bitches, these South Hayward ass bitches, like hood ass bitches, you know, like bitches probably had kids and shit.
Who'll beat you up. Bitches who will beat you up.
I was like, so where do you guys go to school? And these bitches just straight up, all four of them looked at me, and one of them was like, we work.
Ah!
And this was me.
They were like, we work?
And yeah, like that. And then literally, I was like this. I was like this. Me too.
You're like, right on.
I was going to Santa Cruz.
Yeah, you're like, right on.
Literally, that day I was in Santa Cruz.
I just said some shit like, yeah, I work at Santa Cruz University.
Me too.
You're hella funny for that.
Bro, that day, though, I got so blasted. But I was macking on one of the South Hayward bitches, right? But then this other bitch... I started macking on this other bitch. And then... At one point, I was like this. Macking on one bitch. And then turned around and macked on the other
bitch. No, you weren't.
That shit was hella...
No, you weren't.
Well, Mario's gonna come. He can tell you.
He's like, yeah, he's gonna tell you. Bruh, you got a charging station out here?
No.
Wow.
What's your phone at?
4.
Nigga never gets off his phone.
Well, that and my shit never charged off your
phone. Oh, this shit's on the pod already?
Yeah.
Oh, this shit was on the pod.
It's been all on here.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah.
But,
anyways, you know, that's a new intro. We're out here. It's fucking the janitor and the fucking... The guy who can't get bitches. Nah, it's...
How can you introduce yourself twice?
I didn't introduce myself today.
He said the janitor and the guy that can't get bitches.
Oh, ooh.
AKA.
Yeah, let's ask...
Second part of the... Second half or one half of the Lonely Boys. Should have been 1/4, but you know. You know how that goes. Right. So this is me hitting a white boy pipe in hella long. I haven't done it in a while.
He means a bong.
I usually do rigs and only backwoods. But let's see how this goes.
Real millennial. You know what I'm saying? Real OGs. You gotta hit it hard. Ball's a little broken too on the bottom, so. Yeah, there you go. There's that white wall. Yeah, brother. Hell yeah.
White wall. White boy.
Yep, he needs some milk. You know what I mean? Somebody get him some milk.
That's funny. When I went to Santa Cruz, these niggas would be like, all right, let's smoke. And then everybody would be bringing out a bong. Everybody had their own bong and shit. I was like,
you're like, yeah.
And then I'll be rolling up.
To the neck.
Hella funny. Huh? Nah, I would pass it around.
Yeah. But would they pass around the bongs?
Yeah, but also, sometimes they would only do snaps.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I don't like.
Yeah.
I used to have a really good friend of mine.
But I didn't know what snaps were before they explained it to me.
Really?
Or
I don't like that shit. People who like smoke bongs or nowadays, all
what
they
else
do
did they say? Greenies.
Mokes.
The mokes are disgusting.
Mokes. Yeah, mokes, greenies. They do tokes. They do fucking.
Bro, I knew this one girl that would do like only tobacco in a bong.
And what?
Yeah, sometimes. But she sometimes would be whatever you said.
Mokes,
half and half, tokes. Yeah, mokes.
Yeah, tokes too.
She would hit it, but by the end of it, like 2 weeks, bro, that shit was black. And the thing was that wasn't even her bong; it was this other girl I know's bong, and she just let her have it because that shit.
Just let her have it.
Bro, you could see it's like an inch of just darkness,
just thickness, just horrible. Just
I'm like, damn. Gunk. I'm like, bitch, that's in your lungs. I'm like, come on.
Like you're smoking just straight tobacco. Honestly, I ain't even finna lie. My boy Eric Cunningham, he used to have like the dopest bong. Mm-hmm. Shout out Eric. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday.
Cunningham.
He's up in
Sounds like a made up last name.
No,
Cunningham.
He's actually a real person. And he's up in Tahoe right now, doing it live and right with my other peoples up there who's all having birthdays in the same week apparently. But anyways, one time he used to come over to my house all the time. And this motherfucker had like a 3 foot bong, and he would pack like a snap of weed on the bottom, like maybe like a good little half a bowl, like of this bowl,
mm-hmm.
but just a deep ass bowl. And he would get I shit you not, an entire cigarette, unroll it into the bowl, pack it,
bruh.
And I'm talking about hit it in one hit, snapped through, gone.
That's disgusting. Hey, I got dabs today, though, so we could take some dabs.
Dude, yeah, it was the most disgusting, foulest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right, and the shit's like...
He doesn't do it anymore, though.
Sometimes we'd be indoors, and then she'd be hitting... Like, we'd be going over to their house.
And you'd just see her pull out her bong and her cigarette, her lighter
she'd
and
be
her
asking,
cigarettes.
She'd be asking
like,
us,
fuck.
Like, hey, you want to hit it? I'd be like,
no,
no. Don't ask me again.
Yeah, don't ever
ask
me
again. And I just... Turn my chair.
Yeah, right? Swivel around like this.
Don't ever ask me.
Don't ever, ever, ever ask me again. That's hella funny, though.
Yeah. That's just a turnoff, huh?
What?
That's just that smoke cigarettes and shit.
I mean, honestly, let's talk about that. Say you found the perfect girl, but she smokes cigarettes, so therefore she's not perfect. But in every other way of the fucking aspect of the word perfect, she is perfect. She sucks your dick right. She does your taxes correctly. She loves her mom and yours. She pays her bills. She's got body, however much body you like or not, whatever. And she's, you know, good on her credit. But just that one thing.
Damn. I don't know.
She smokes like 2 packs a week.
This
like
sounds pretty. This sounds pretty.
Pretty personal, huh?
Sounds
personal.
Pretty. What do you call it? Sounds like a specific ass reference you're referencing.
Nah. I'm just.
This is a hypothetical.
Yeah, I've thought about it before.
I don't know.
I don't think I could do it. I mean, but who am I to judge? What if?
Cause I had.
What if she's perfect, or what if we're perfect to her, and then she just doesn't like us smoking weed?
Bruh, I had bitches be turned off with, cause if I smoke too many woods, your breath starts getting like tobacco-y.
Yeah.
So
it smells bad.
Yeah. So I keep some gum on me.
Yeah, facts, you know, huh?
If this bitch had gum on her and shit, but
she had a little toothbrush on the go.
If I'm not hopping in her car and it smells like fucking
straight cigarettes, huh?
Like a cigarette ashtray.
I would hate that shit. Honestly though, as a smoker at one point, I mean, if I'm drunk enough, yeah, I'll smoke. Or if I'm like just in like the right mood, or if I'm in, or also if I'm angry enough, I'll smoke a cigarette.
I've never smoked a single cigarette.
I have.
But I smoke hella backwards, so.
I was smoking cigarettes when I was 14 up until I was 17. Yeah, like every day. And but, then when I was 17, I decided to smell one dry up to my nose. And I did, and it made me projectile vomit and throw up everywhere. And so I just quit. And then now I just drink or smoke them when I'm drinking, if I'm that drunk.
Just know, I'll still clap the bitch that smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm still in there on a, you know.
Because the first bitch I clapped, she would be smoking hella cigarettes.
Hella cigarettes, yeah, don't get me wrong.
But I was how old grade?
Honestly, does it really matter if a bitch smokes cigarettes? And
I think I was in ninth grade or something.
I don't think it matters.
And then I was doing the Academy of Art thing.
Yeah.
So I would go over there, and I met this bitch over there. Bro, she was like, probably like, maybe 2 years older than me.
But how old were you, like 15, 14?
What's ninth grade?
I don't know. 15. Or maybe I was, just about to
maybe
be
16. Maybe I was in 10th grade. Maybe I was in 10th
grade. Okay, so you're like
and she 16. Was maybe 18.
Right.
So she was smoking hella cigarettes, dog. Like, her teeth were a little yellow, you know?
What?
Like, but she was bad. She was like hella bad.
Like. You were like, fuck it, I still hit.
And then one time she invited me to her house.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah, because we just talk all the time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was coming to the end of the summer for Academy of Art.
You
want to
come over?
And that clap, and then I would go over all the time, and then, but one time, my phone, I didn't have Facebook or anything. It was crazy. One time, my phone, I was showering, and then I fucking grabbed my towel, and my phone was on the towel, and it fell in the toilet. No. And I kind of didn't know how to get to her house without meeting her at BART or something. So I just never talked to her yet.
You never talked to her? Oh my god, Chewy.
And I was already fucking with this other bitch.
You never spoke to her again?
Never. That's fucked up, huh?
Yeah, no, you're just an idiot.
I guess.
It's
yeah.
not fucked up.
But I was
it's
already
just...
fucking with this other bitch too, so.
Was she badder?
Yeah. She didn't smoke cigarettes either, so.
Well, and she where is she now?
Huh? The girl that was fucking with.
No, the second girl.
The second one?
Yeah, the one that you didn't tell anything. Say anything about until
she fucking got a dude and got pregnant. She's pregnant.
Not the one with the cigarettes.
No, not the one with the cigarettes. I don't know anything about her anymore.
Yeah, for real.
Dang, those are the days I'd be like,
this is why you have Instagram now.
Yeah,
this is why you look her at or her first and last on Facebook, and you find her and you tap those again. And I'm only saying that was an idiot thing to do because you could have easily gotten another phone,
bro. And the same time, that one bitch, I was talking to the other bitch too on my phone, and my phone died, and it took me a while to get another ghost in there too.
Yeah, I'd have hit her back up like, hey, look, my phone fell in the toilet. You know, I don't really get income like that. I'm in 10th grade.
Yeah, I'm in 10th grade.
I don't know when I'll
but
get
I
a new phone.
But I didn't remember her phone number.
I'm depending on my mother. Oh, you didn't?
No. No, like,
do you remember her first and last?
I think, because it's been so long, I remember her first name.
You do?
But, you know, I can't say it on the pod, but, huh?
You can't find her.
I don't know. I can't find her without her last name.
I'm all, let's find the missing one.
Because I don't even know your last name.
Huh?
I don't even know your last name, you know? I don't keep last names.
Are you kidding me?
I know your first name's Jose, you know?
It's Alvarez.
Oh, yeah, Alvarez, like Andy. Yeah. Andy Alvarez, I know, because Andy Alvarez sounds like
that's why I was like, are you kidding me? It's Alvarez. Yeah.
I know some of my friends, like my close friends.
You know, to come to think of it, I think that's why me and Andy kind of even talked in school, is because we had the last name. Same last name. Funny.
But yeah, that's crazy, huh? Imagine what this bitch was thinking, like I just ghosted her or something.
Yeah, you did, bro. You hurt her feelings, nigga.
Nah.
You broke her heart. She was waiting on you to slide. She was probably looking dumbass pretty, brushed her teeth. didn't smoke a single cigarette before she even, like, you came that day, like.
Bro, I would never say anything about her.
She was sitting there waiting on the porch like this, looking at her phone like.
Bro, I never said anything about her cigarettes too, because I was trying to clap.
Yeah, facts.
I would never be like, yeah, that's just sick. bro. Every time after during break, bro.
Facts.
For during break,
Honestly, bro, I can't smoke cigarettes like every day. Like I can, I smoke black and milds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like you see me smoke those, but I can't do cigarettes every day anymore. I was in San Diego recently, and fucking obviously, and fucking some random ass guy see me walking down the street. We were skating, and he stopped, and he's like, "Hey, hey, hey, young blood." He's like, "You want a thing of cigarettes?" He said, "Young cuz." And I was like, "Huh?" I was like, "What?" Turned on my music, and he goes, "Do you want a thing of cigarettes?" And I was like, "No, I'm good." And he pulled them out of his pocket, and he's like, "No, I'm just trying to quit them. I don't really need them or want them." And his bitch was behind him looking at me like this, like, and I'm like, "Oh, she definitely just got on this nigga's case." I was like, "Yeah, I'll take him." He's like, "Right on." Threw him to me like way across the street, like way across the street, just chucked him. And I caught him and shit, and, you know, I left. And I, like, thought about that, and I was like, I probably helped his day out a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? He probably feels like he did something, but at the end of the day, it was because I seen the fear in his eyes, the fear he was giving me in my eyes about his woman, and the anger that she was giving me about taking these cigarettes.
Bro, one funny story, too. One time I was making out with this bitch, right?
Right.
In Santa Cruz. But, and then she's gonna have the audacity to be like, bruh, your mouth tastes hella like fucking backwoods and shit. I was like, bitch, you smoked the same backwoods. We were smoking it together.
What the fuck? She's like, yeah, your mouth tastes and smells like tobacco.
I think that's just your mouth,
too. Like, yeah, yours does, too.
That's the craziest one.
That's the audacity. That's crazy, bud. What?
I'm like, this. That's your mouth too. Dog.
That's crazy.
But I'll be like, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go brush my teeth.
Right. I'll be right back. So you guys got the pool done, huh?
Yeah.
Looks good too.
Cause ours used to be like that one at the hotel, dog.
It was green. Like my sock?
Probably even greener.
For everybody who doesn't follow me on my Snapchat, I posted... Where was it on my Instagram?
What?
I don't know. I think I posted it on my Snapchat. I posted a video.
Oh, yeah. I think it might have been on your Instagram.
It was on my Instagram. All right. Well, for those who don't follow my Instagram, go follow the kid. I was at this hotel in Delano, California. And I seen this... pool, and it was completely green. The water wasn't moving, it was still. It was just green, so green you couldn't even see the bottom.
Hella flies, you said?
Hella flies, thousands and thousands of flies sitting alongside the pool grounds and on the fence. It was disgusting. It was all like different breeds of flies too. It was a hotel, motel, whatever it is, six. And I was like, bro, never again. That's hella funny. But we really just needed to get off the road and go to sleep because niggas was falling asleep on a road, you know?
Do you have any cigarette stories with bitches?
Cigarette stories with females? Yeah, actually. One time, I used to have a friend named Rosa. Mm-hmm. She was hella cool. And I wonder what ever happened to her. I should find her. Anyways, we were actually smoking a cigarette, and she was wearing, you know, a shirt where it shows cleavage and shit. Mm-hmm. And fucking...
Yo.
I'm here.
Oh, yep. Just walk back here.
You know, we out here... What's his name? Huh? What's his name again?
Who?
Mario?
Mario, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but his pod name. You know Pod?
His name... What's his... What is Pod name?
What's his Pod name?
It's just Lonely Boys. He's part of the Lonely
Boys. We got the Lonely Boys cast out here now. You know what I'm saying?
Of the Lonely Boys.
Yeah, it's half. How many is there of you guys?
Two.
Two?
I'm telling you, I already told you the story. It's supposed to be four, but...
So then why do you only fucking say half?
Because there was supposed to be.
So then fuck that.
I know, so it's half.
Supposed to be.
No, I'm saying I'm half, he's half. Yeah. Okay. So that's a full.
Alright, so yeah, that's why I said the whole cast.
Yeah, the whole cast.
Of the Lonely Boys is here.
Mm-hmm. anyway, so I was smoking a cigarette with her, and we were hella drunk, and like, she was wearing a shirt where it like showed her like cleavage and shit, and I had leaned over to go tap her arm to like give her the cigarette because she was doing something on her phone, and like she raised her elbow. And it and the cigarette fell into her titties, and it burned it like really, really bad.
Bro, I thought Josh and, had the camera. I think we're in.
Sub with it, bro. I fucks with the shirt.
How long
are
you
gonna
be here for?
I'll probably be here 2 hours left.
Cause I think we need to go pick up that camera for my sister. If you still want to do the video, yeah. Or we could do it another time. I don't know.
Sure, everyone. I'll be here tomorrow too.
Oh yeah, cause then I thought Josh had it already for us. Because we're borrowing my sister's camera so we can videotape and put it on YouTube.
For what? Podcast? Stop lying. My mother, you're going to have to invite me.
Yeah, I know. So tomorrow. You're going to be here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good for that. Fucking.
So we can put it on YouTube, huh? Because that's where all the views come
in. That's where all the views come in. I ain't even going to lie. And also on TikTok.
Yeah,
TikTok.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been telling him about our youth front. Josh making us our TikTok. So his phone gets hacked, not my phone.
You know what you have to do? Is you have to go... You have to basically tell your... well, it's not the same day as it was 10 years ago. I was going to say, just put your... Tell your brother to go put your fucking... anchor name on every single one of his class boards. And be like, go follow the kid. That's how I used to do for party addresses.
Hey, you seen how much this video got?
Views? What? Yo, that one? He's got more than me on any one of my views ever.
And look at how many plays, right? Or how does that work?
Let me see.
What did we come to a conclusion? Insights. Yeah. Look.
And then it was...
look at the insights on it.
God, so 939 people seen it.
Just because I've been hashtagging shit, uh-huh. That's the key.
Yeah.
That means damn near every single one. How many followers do you have? That means all of your followers seen the video, but only half of them liked it.
Right. You seen what this random guy put?
Or something.
First of all, fucking Jose put, these aren't funny, though. another guy said, I was a silver-toothed savage. These are pretty accurate so far.
That's hella funny, but yeah. My comment, that Jose guy's comment was hilarious.
I think your sister laughed at one, right?
Who?
Oh, your sister seen one.
I was like, what is he fucking posting these for? What?
I created these.
You did? What? Were you a silver tooth kid?
No, I just know a lot.
You do? And what?
Bro, are these not hilarious?
They're real. Yeah, they're accurate.
I made these up. They're just my own. In one day, right, Mario? One time I texted him the idea and I was like, damn, I'm having hell ideas. And I was just texting him. Hell ideas.
I was like, what did he do? Go to hashtag silver tooth kids be like?
No, I'm trying to make that more popular hashtag. I found one hashtag. It's
broaden
silver teeth kids are bad as hell.
Huh?
That's the whole hashtag. Silver teeth kids are bad as hell.
That can work in the black community. Hell yeah. Mexican community.
I didn't create it. I'm telling you, it was already one, so I'm just posting it to that.
Oh, facts?
Yeah. But...
Just take over the hashtag. Just
I'm going to take over.
Yeah, what you do is you just put that hashtag on every one of your posts.
Yeah, exactly.
And drown the feed of that hashtag with everything you.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like a torch.
So you moved to Modesto?
Yeah.
What's going on in Methdesto? No, I'm just playing.
No, it is Methdesto.
It is Methdesto for sure, huh?
Yeah.
It's not cool. But
it's not
cool.
No, I just moved out there with my parents.
Nice. You like it?
No, it's boring.
No, it's horrible?
It's boring.
It's boring? You work?
No, not right now.
Damn.
I had a job, but I lost it because of COVID.
Fuck COVID.
Yeah.
Fuck. You're on unemployment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hell yeah.
Bro, I'm jugging this weekend, though. I got a 4-day weekend.
Okay.
Because of PG&E's doing something to our lights or something. Oh, no, to our solar panels. And,
That's cool.
And then I get... Yeah. I have to
really?
I have to clock out today at 3. Yeah. But, Friday off and Monday off. And then Tuesday, usually I start from 6 to 3 because it's my new schedule. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday, the lights don't come on till 8. So I get paid for those 2 hours, and I leave at 3. That's similar time. Sick, huh?
So you're basically only working from, like, 8 to 3, like, technically.
Yeah, but still getting paid 8 hours. Sick. You got any news on Modesto?
Yeah, we're on Anchor Podcast. I forgot to completely even mention that.
Oh, there's a podcast.
Yeah,
my phone might have died, but hell no, I'm still on 3% strong for like the past 25 minutes.
Yeah, I know. The whole time we were talking, he's been on
3%. Been on 3%. Right on. Good luck, phone. Good luck.
Cause you're not really using much.
No, right, I'm just now recording, voice recording. Really turned off all the other apps.
But
let's
yeah,
see. Oh, we're talking about
random shit.
Bitches with cigarette stories.
Yeah, we were just talking about bitches who like smoke cigarettes and like, all right, let me ask you this question: Would you wife a bitch who was like perfect in every way except she smoked like 2 packs a day?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Had her car, great credit, house, no kids, awesome body, whatever you like that as. Fucking. He's like, nope. The whole time, he's
too,
like,
I'd
no.
Say no either.
Yeah, damn near. I was like, but then again, though, like, who am I to judge? Like, I've smoked hella cigarettes.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
You don't? Yeah.
Facts. I smoke back with Cecil. I don't know.
Facts. So it's like, good credit, though? Like, good enough for me to buy a car in her name? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, is it that good, or? I don't know. That's hella funny.
You don't got no stories about that?
Cigarette bitches?
Yeah.
No, not really.
You stay away from those, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, I do not like them. I feel it. So, old boy mentioned he was in the stew last night, huh? Was he?
Oh, yeah, my little brother.
Is he really 19?
Yeah.
No fucking way. Oscar, right?
Yeah.
He's 19?
Yeah, why? You thought he was younger?
Yeah, I had looked at him. I'm like, oh, this young-ass kid. I ain't gonna pass him the wood, obviously, you know. And because he came out, like I
he
thought
he
was...
He don't smoke,
though. I thought, oh, okay, well, I just thought, you know, he was coming out, like, to kick it, smoke, whatever. And then I seen him. I looked at him in the face. Like, this nigga's, like, 14, maybe 15. I was like, I can't. And then I asked him, like, how old are you, like, 15? He's like, yeah, 16.
You know how Oscar be
yeah.
Sarcastic as fuck.
Yeah. And then I was like, for real? He was like, nah, I'm 19. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, you got that baby face.
I was like, that's crazy.
Oh, he was in the studio last night? He was selling
it? Yeah, that's what he said. He said he was in a stew. And I was like, okay.
So when did you get back from Texas?
Fucking... like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, for sure.
3 weeks ago, maybe? August? No. Yeah, August. What? No.
Apparently, August 8th, something like that.
Fucking July something.
You want one?
Sure.
Like July 21st or something.
Nice.
You want one?
Yeah.
So you officially moved back, or are you just here on vacation?
No, I moved back. Fuck Texas.
Yeah,
I ain't even gonna front, like.
You couldn't last?
I couldn't do it, bro. It was crucial.
You wanna open it?
Yeah. It was crucial. It was,
Oh, shit.
First of all, the sound of a tornado is literally, like.
Sounds unpleasant.
It sounds like somebody has, like, a can of, like, tacks or something, and they're shaking them hella loud and like a mega. Like hella just loud, and it's scary as fuck.
I bet.
And I mean, it really puts like this kind of fear in you where you're like,
am I gonna die?
I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I need to get downstairs. You know what I mean? Like, you don't care about shit. I grabbed my phone charger, my dog, and my phone. I didn't care about nothing else. I just left. And I was like, bruh. And then, like, that was like the first time. And then I was like, all right, cool. And then, like, the next night, thunder start rolling so hard, glass broke all over our house. Like,
fuck.
The windows, like, were, you know what I mean? Because it was just so loud and just vibrating the whole house. and like it was like 15 to like 30 lightning strikes. The rain didn't last for hella long, like it only did for like 2 or 3 nights, and then it never really rained again, like at all. But clouds weren't even really a thing. It would be like this all day, every day.
I wonder why these little some hazies are so cloudy, huh? They're pretty cloudy.
Really, it's because of the wheat, hazy. Asshole.
That's actually, you might be right.
It's because of the wheat. Yeah, no, these are all made with wheat. This brand, Lagunitas, is famous for the wheat that they do or don't put in here.
They put in some wheat in here. Don't they have some Lagunita wheat ones?
Yep.
No, they don't. What? I need to cop me one of those.
I feel like...
Get you high, though?
Nah, maybe... Does it? Is it CBD?
I've seen the guy from the nightclub drinking one.
If anything, I feel like it'll put you to sleep.
I think it might just have CBD.
That'll be weak.
CBD is legal, right?
Yeah. Not in Texas.
Bro?
Yep. Not in Texas.
So people with seizures and shit.
Yeah, we got some John weed.
Some Kev.
This is good.
This is the John weed right here. I got a little bit of lift.
Oh, that you had last time?
I think so, yeah. The one that didn't have a very good smell. You could crack one.
I could smell it.
Hey, you think somebody... Alright, here's another question. Because this is what I was trying to do the other day at the beach. Mm-hmm. Drunk as fuck. Obviously, but I was trying to grab a bird.
Grab a bird.
Yeah, you know how they all like. So my friend Emma, she fucking her drunk ass start throwing hella fries or like chips or like something at all the seagulls, and I'm talking about these seagulls in L.A. were they're
fat?
Huge, mm-hmm. Just strong. All just sitting there, like 50 deep.
They're over there at the little weights in the beach.
They're busting hella weights.
And then, dumbbells. Your friend starts throwing hella chips and shit, and they're like,
they're like, what?
Put it down. Hey.
Hey, what the fuck is that? Nah, and then so what happened was, true story too, they swarmed us all in a circle, in a radius, to where like
they're the fucking Foot Clan or something?
Where those chickens are right there? There was like 4 rows, damn, all the way around us. And I was like, ah!
Yeah, the Ninja Turtles getting right? ambushed.
I was being retarded. And then they got really like annoying. Like after a while, I was like, okay, these niggas are really starting to piss me off now. Because they're really like, as we're all looking at each other talking, they really come up, snap something and dip. And I was like, but nigga, ooh, and I'll get scared because like they'll come up on you out of nowhere. They'll even fly in and just grab something and just dip. And I'm like, you bitch ass.
Like some Dementors.
Yeah,
bro, I was just watching that Prison Mike thing. All right, go.
So I got on my stomach and I laid down and I positioned my legs to where I can kind of pounce off the sand and like get up these niggas if I need to. And I waited for them to get real close. And I put hella food all over my back. All over my stomach. I was waiting for one so I could just grab it by the neck and kill them like how Asians do the chickens. Just put the body weight over and just snap the body weight and just hold the head, you know? Because fuck them niggas. They were pissing me off. But they were like a gang, though. It was hella scary, though. Because they would once I started doing that shit, like trying to pounce at them, they would all like kind of group together and like come at me together.
That's
and I was scary. Just like, fuck, like they went from spread out to like one single file line, like, you know, and
like it's like, a war
these. Yeah, bruh. And so then eventually I just fucking ended up throwing like hella shit at them and they ended up leaving. But and they also knew what it was because I kept attacking them like every time, you know. Like, I even hit one with a rock. Hard. And it, like, flew off, and it dipped off a little bit. And I watched it, and it came back, and bitch-ass nigga.
One time, it was hella early at school, and there's a seagull, right? And I had a big-ass rock. It was me and my two other friends. I'm like, I bet you I hit the seagull. I go like this, and, like, 50 Cent throwing a baseball, you know?
It was a 50 Cent?
No. It was a, but you know, have you seen 50 Cent throw his baseball? It just goes, whoom.
Oh, yeah.
I threw it, that shit goes, shoom. It hits a fucking, a portable window.
No.
Like a portable, like the classroom.
Yeah.
Hits a window and I break it and I'm like, oh shit. And we just dip. It was hella early in the morning, so there's no one there. Because I used to get to
you
school.
You dumbass.
I used to get to school hella early.
Hella early, huh?
Look. The seagull is right here in the little walkway area where you walk up. And then my rock just goes, shoom, and hits the window.
One time, my little foster brother.
That's crazy, huh? We're just like this. Holy shit.
One time, my little foster brother, I don't know what I was doing. I was probably playing video games or something. He comes in. My mom at the time had just gotten brand new 60-inch TV, hella shit. And he was like, hey, bro, you want to see something hella cool? Come check it out. And I was like, nah, bro, I'm on the video game or something. I was doing something. And he was like, bro, come check it out. I'm like, all right, whatever. I come up, and he had a quarter, and he fucking flicked it. And I was just watching. I didn't know what he was doing. I had no idea. This nigga flicked it at the TV, and it latched itself. He flicked it so hard, the TV, like, cracked. Like, if you imagine, like, a screen like this, it cracked, and it, like, over itself like this, and the quarter was so the TV was on the edge of the quarter on both sides, you know, so it was like overlaying, and she, I'm talking about, she flipped her shit, and it was the funniest thing I ever seen in my life. And he,
why
turned
he
around,
throw it,
I don't know, to this day I asked him, I was like, why'd you do that? I was like, why'd you do that? And he was like, I don't know, I just thought it was going to be funny. I didn't think it was going to be that bad. It was horrible.
You thought it was just going to ricochet or what?
Or something. It was the funniest shit I ever experienced.
But little
in my
did
life.
He know, he was fucking the nigga that throws cards on X-Men.
Hey, and
Gambit, yeah.
It was like the final season.
Wait, did
season.
He say that? Oh, yeah.
It was like the final season of American Idol. So she was like, she was pissed. I was scared. I went back in her room. She's like, what the fuck, dude? I was like, Todd. I closed my door. Yeah, God.
Damn, that's hella funny. Why the fuck? So did it hit it right in the middle?
The quarter, like, it landed sideways like this. And, like, the TV went like this.
You know, I know, but saying? Was
and
it
the
like
quarter
in the
was
middle
like
of the
in
TV
between.
Or?
Yeah, it was like kind of like high off to like the right side, you know. But it was bad. The whole TV shattered, like Spider-Man edition.
Damn.
And I was like, "Damn, blood." Yeah, this shit was crazy.
He told you to come look at it.
Yeah, yeah, and which is what blew my mind. I was like, "All right, you know." And I came around. He was like, "Right there," because the bathroom's right there, her room's right there, our room's over here. This is the whole house. You know, and like a little bit of hallway, and so he's like this, and he goes, he's like, move back, and I was like, all right, and I get into the bathroom, and I'm just watching, and he goes, like, or some shit, and he flicked it, and he's like, and I was like, oh. And she immediately flipped out.
I would have been hell, man.
She, you know, I'm pretty sure she put hands on that little boy that day. Like, I just went in my room and I closed the door. I didn't. Mm-mm. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. The very next day, she had a new TV, but, you know.
Still.
We weren't allowed to watch it for a month. She's like, you can walk by it, you can clean around it, but you cannot turn it on. I was like, yes, ma'am. This one other time when I used to live in Sobrani, because you were talking about flicking things at animals.
Yeah.
Or we were.
Yeah. But sometimes I'd be hitting them without even trying to hit them. I just throw something at an animal. That shit bink.
I don't even know if I should tell the story, but we would mob around through like this creek in Sobrani Park. In Sobrani Park
the
in
creek.
East Oakland. In Sobrani? A creek.
The creek.
Anyways, a creek. And fucking me and all my friends, we had seen like this family of ducks, like little baby ducks and like a mom. And I don't know, I just picked up a fat ass stick and I was like, watch this, y'all. And I fucking threw it at it hella hard. And all the chickens, like the little ducklings, they all like fucking ran off or whatever. And then they all regrouped. And I killed the mom. It broke her neck and I killed the mom.
Damn.
And they were sitting there just crying. All my friends were like, bro, what the fuck? Bro, what was that for?
She had children.
Yeah. I was like 13, maybe 12, bro.
You just hear it in the news. Mother of four died. Terrible stick accident.
Terrible stick accident. Bro, it was horrible, bro. I honestly, I don't know why I just said that. Fuck it. But it happened when I was like 12 or 13, maybe 14.
Ducks die.
Ducks die all the time, yeah. But it was fucked up, though. Because it, like, the way its neck was, like... Because its whole body was, like... It was a big-ass stick. It was, like, probably, like, it's thicker than his beard and just, like this long. And I just said...
I don't know why every time I hear the word creek, I think of that one song.
The Crick?
The one from the Gemstones or whatever.
Oh, the Crick.
How does it go?
I forgot.
Something.
Oh, misbehaving.
Oh, yeah. Misbehaving. That shit's a slapper. You watch that show, The Gemstones?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's, what is it on?
On HBO?
HBO, it's about, like...
That's a loud-ass ringtone, I like it.
Hello?
It's about a family that, like, owns this, like, super church.
Really?
That makes hella money off of it. You know those super churches? The ones that be on, like, TV and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
2%, we got.
Yeah.
All right, good amount of time, right on. All
right.
Misbehaving.
Yeah, one of the little videos from last night didn't upload, so it's whatever though.
So tomorrow we'll shoot
the real one. Yeah.
We need to. I gotta go in like half an hour.
I think we need to make it 30 minutes.
An hour.
45.
Okay, 45 is a good medium.
And then try to add the Anchor commercials. I don't think we really need to, since they're not going to pay us.
We can do it voice. Or, no. I mean...
I'm going to record it on Anchor, too, but I'm also going to record it on the camera.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
We all got to make sure we have charged phones.
But, so I'm going to record the thing... The video, put it on YouTube just like that. But yeah, I think this should be shorter, a little shorter. And then maybe just prepare a little more, I don't know. Write down some ideas. I need to think of some ideas.
Ideas for what?
Talking points.
We could always just do like one of the games or whatever.
Yeah, one of the games. That should be fun.
We'll have a guest, so it'll be more.
I was doing one recently with these guys, Alan. We did A, B, C, the alphabet.
Yeah.